This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Jo Reed. I'm talking to Robin Witten. She's the founder of Audiophile Magazine, and you're listening to Behind the Mic. Robin, you have been with me all week, and we have had a very interesting journey, and I'm just so curious about how you will bring it to a close.
Well, we have something different today as well. I wanted to talk about a very exciting project that Audiophile is doing in collaboration with the Welcoming Library.
Okay. And first, tell us about the Welcoming Library.
The Welcoming Library is part of a project called I'm Your Neighbor Books, which is based here in Portland, Maine. It's a nonprofit that helps build welcoming communities for new Americans and new arrivals by curating collections of children's books. And now they have included audiobooks in these collections.
So these books are touring collections and they're focused on immigrant communities and immigrant kids and introducing immigrant kids to America and America to different immigrant kids, immigrant cultures.
Yes. So Okay. It is both the mirror and the window for children. So some of the children will see themselves in the stories of immigrant families. Some of the children will look through a window and learn about the stories of immigrant families that are not within their experience. So the Welcoming Library is a touring collection from I'm Your Neighbor Books.
I think that is a great, great project.
It is a wonderful beacon of hope, I would say. The Welcoming Library has 30 picture books, and they call it a pop-up because it actually is all self-contained in crates that are shipped to a library or a school or a community center. And you have the picture books, and now along with the picture books come a wonder book. And this wonder book is like the Playaway preloaded players. The wonder book is embedded on the front jacket of the picture book. So you have the little player with controls so you can press play and hear the audiobook recording. There's a headphone jack, a charger. It's a brilliant solution to having the book right there, your audiobook with it, and you can listen along.
Oh my God, I think that's fabulous.
Well, we were very excited to discover the Wonder Book. So there are 5 Wonder Books now in the Welcoming Library, and they're going to tour all around the country to schools, libraries, and communities.
And talk a little bit about Audiophile's part in this.
So Audiophile has just launched a campaign to further support this project. And one of the things that I love about the project is that, you know, it has sort of a slogan, read and listen to welcome, and read and listen to belong. So, you know, that's for all of us to learn, and also for many of the new Americans to see themselves in stories along with their classmates.
And also a great way to really spark genuine conversation.
Absolutely. To bring that conversation home in a way with the children who are seeing it and learning about it in a new way, because that's where it all starts.
Are there examples of some books?
Yes, we have several books that are going to be part of the program, but actually I have a clip of one that is Someone New by Anne Sibley O'Brien and read by a cast of narrators, many of whom we've talked to before, Frankie Corzo, Ariane Delawari, Ramon de Ocampo, Ruth Livier, and Anne Sibley O'Brien gives an author's note.
And who will we listen to in the clip?
We will hear Golden Voice Ramon de Ocampo.
Wonderful. Okay, here we are. This is Someone New, and it's part of the Welcoming Library.
The new girl comes from another country. She's trying to learn English. She looks like she wants to speak, but she doesn't say a word. At recess, she just stands there, watching. Does she want to play? Does she know how? Our team is great as it is. I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, that's just lovely. I mean, it's such a kid, you know? And Ramon does that really well.
Right, he does. It just puts you right there. And as he has said to us, you know, I was that kid once. I was the new kid. Mm. And, you know, in many ways, we've all been new kids.
Yeah, in different ways, absolutely.
In different ways, in different ways. You know, it's interesting because here in this Wonder Book, it's a read-along in the sense that the sound effects of the audio recording are right there. Everything is integrated, and the book and the illustrations are right at hand and, you know, really part of this.
And also a great way for kids who are learning to read to hear a word as they're looking at it.
Right. Hearing the voices, just like any other audiobook, it really creates an emotional connection to a really vast diversity of voices. This is a small but mighty program, and Audiophile is really excited to be a part of it.
I think it's fabulous. And if people want more information, I'm assuming there's a link in the show notes, but if people want more information about it, should they go to Audiophile Magazine? What should they do?
Right. At audiophilemagazine.com on our website, under About, there is Audiophile in the community. And we have a great article about the program and what we're part of.
That is a good way to end this week.
A very high note, I think.
On a very high note. And I think it's a wonderful way to celebrate our 1,000th episode week.
Yep. It had to be a little different.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure. And it has been a pleasure for 999 episodes.
Absolutely, Joe. Every one of them.
Thank you. And I'll talk to you next month.
We will. Thank you.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. In Moscow, an unknown author approaches a publisher asking him to read and publish his manuscript. The narrator agrees to read it before the author returns 3 months later. At the heart of the story in the manuscript is a love triangle and themes of corruption, concealed love, and fatal jealousy. When one of the central characters is discovered dead, the narrative becomes a murder mystery as the search for the culprit begins. Written by Anton Chekhov in his early 20s, The Shooting Party is his only full-length novel, and it's read by the prolific and popular narrator Nicholas Bolton. And you can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dall is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.